Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast number 41.
Hi, this is Amy, the Senior Group Fitness Instructor at the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. Are you looking for a spark of inspiration to bring to your next class? Find us at indoorcycleinstructor.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. I'm John McGowan, your host. As always, I can be reached, John at indoorcycleinstructor.com. Two things today. First, contest announcement. I'm interested in learning who is my most remote listener. What got me thinking about this was an email I received from Judith Buckley. And Judith is an indoor cycling instructor in Saudi Arabia, which to me is incredible that I've got somebody listening to me in Saudi Arabia. But it got me thinking about, okay, where else are somebody listening? If you go on the indoorcycleinstructor.com site, you'll see there's a little map in the top left corner. If you click on it, it explodes out and shows the locations of visitors, and I'm presuming listeners as well. So I decided to have a little contest, and the contest is simply this: who is my most remote listener? And to enter, you just need to send me an email and a picture of you in your remote location, something identifying where it is. Now, if you're in North America, don't bother, because that's not nearly remote enough. There are some, as you look at the map and you have to get the atlas out to understand where these places are, it's amazing. I'm people listening everywhere. So send me an email, picture, and then the winner. And it's going to be subjective, but it will be something that we, when we see it, we're going to know it. The winner will receive a set of American Epic Rides, courtesy of epicplanet.tv. And at the same time, I'd love a chance to interview you. So send it off. I'm going to run this from April 1st, when this is going to post, till the end of April. And around the 1st of May, we will announce who is my most remote listener. Now, keeping with Epic Rides, I had a chance to sample in my class the latest version of EpicPlanet.tv, Epic Acadia, and was so impressed with the riders in the DVD, I said, man, I'd love to talk to those people and just get an understanding of their experience. So I contacted Alan Jones from EpicPlanet.tv, and he got me in touch with Richard Baldarelli and Ashley Stanton. And they're joining me now to tell me all about Epic Acadia. Welcome to the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
It's fun having you guys. You're like celebrities. What prompted me to want to get a hold of you was a couple fold. The first is that Alan Jones, who is the creator and the owner of Epic Planet TV, and I have discussed the potential of him coming out to see me, and actually have my wife and I, along with some other writers, be in a video next summer. So I thought, well, you know, be sure neat to know what goes on the front end. But the other part of it was, is you guys have excellent form while you're riding. And I think it communicates your experiences. You know, starting with you, Ashley, what is your background?
I was a runner before and didn't really have specific goals, but enjoyed running. And I started taking spin classes, met Richard, and the story unfolds. But through getting together with him, he bought me my first bike, and I started riding, and I've been riding now for about 4 years.
Now, so I understand this. So you started dating the instructor?
I did.
Oh, so there's hope for all of them. Well, no, I can't say that. I've been married for 20 years. Yeah. But for those of you listening, there is hope for you yet. And then, Richard, what's your background?
I'm a road cyclist. I've been riding road bike for probably 20 years or so. I've raced when I was down in Massachusetts earlier, before I came up to Maine. And when I was down there, I first heard about indoor cycling, and I took a class. I was just, you know, amazed at how how much potential indoor cycling could have for my training. But I wasn't entirely thrilled with the instructor, and I thought, hey, I can do this. I can do this even better. So I took the training class and started teaching myself, and it has been just been a joy to combine the two because they are so complementary. I can use a lot of my experience on the road in the class. When I had met Ashley, you know, when I first saw her take my class, my first question was, are you a rider? I mean, her form in the spin class was amazing. And when we did finally start dating and I saw her riding out on the road, it was amazing. I would tell, you know, my riding partners, she looks like a pro. I mean, it's the first time she's been on a bike and her form is impeccable.
And that's exactly what, and I have to admit, Richard, it wasn't your form that I was interested in. Right. It was Ashley's. So, and because to me, because I'm a cyclist as well, and if you've ever heard my podcast before, kind of on a quest to eliminate a lot of the nonsense from indoor cycling and bring it to be more road specific, more training versus exercising. And form is a huge part of that. And it takes a lot of strength to pedal properly, you know, and have a nice solid body as you're riding. Okay, so now tell me, how did you guys get connected with Alan at Epic Planet?
We have both work at the Jackson Laboratory, and the Jackson Laboratory has recently added a wonderful fitness facility to the campus. And we would see a guy in the gym regularly who was a rider, and he would talk with us occasionally. Well, he loves to ride in the winter, and he rode up Cadillac in the winter, and he had a little camera, and his wife was still living in Seattle, and he filmed himself riding up Cadillac, and he put it on YouTube, going up in the winter in the snow on a mountain bike.
Wow.
And so Alan was surfing the net and saw his YouTube video. He contacted Ben, is his name, because Alan was trying to connect with the cycling community here. And so then he saw Ben's video and he contacted Ben, was asking him about, you know, if he was interested in doing this video. And so Ben said, I don't think I would be the right person, but I think I know two people who would be interested in doing that. So he came by my office and told me about it. And I thought that he was friends with Alan. It's so funny. The way he suggested the story, you know, the story is like, oh, this man, you know, wants to do a filming. Would you be interested? And I thought, would I be interested? I know that would be great. It would be so much fun. And especially for Richard, because Richard has always had an idea of making spin classes with a video component. And so I was so excited for him to connect with Alan to collaborate and to work and to experience working on this project. So I knew that they would enjoy working together, and it just took off from there. And Ben actually ended up being kind of a coordinator, and his wife drove the car for Alan.
The camera car.
A camera car, yeah.
So how many people were involved in this production once you're out there ready to go?
Basically four or five. So the three riders and Ben and his wife and Alan. Now Ben, he was more of the contact person, and he actually didn't stay with us through the day. He had other things that he was working on that day, I guess.
And how did you pick the location?
Alan is familiar to this area. When he was, you know, younger, he would summer here occasionally. So he's quite familiar with Acadia National Park and Bar Harbor in this area. And I think he had always wanted to film one of his epic rides in this area, and in particular on the Park Loop Road. The Park Loop Road is a wonderful two-lane road that goes throughout Acadia National Park, and there's an extension that goes up to the top of Cadillac Mountain. And for half of that road, it's one way. So it's just...
it's perfect for what you're doing then.
Oh, yeah. Nice. It's right along the water, two lanes, and perfectly paved.
Oh, yeah, we noticed that, how smooth it all was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the choice of the route was, it was probably in Alan's mind for, you know, for quite some time. It's an obvious choice in this area, and particularly with Cadillac Mountain to finish.
So you have the location, you're connected with Alan. You know, what kind of planning took place ahead of it?
After he contacted us through Ben, and then he and I started an email exchange. And the way he approaches each of these rides is he tries to identify a local individual, usually a local rider, who will be sort of the coordinator for the team of that epic ride. And it is that person's responsibility to recruit area riders to form the team and to designate someone, and it can be themselves, to work with Alan about working out the route. And Alan always wants to come in a day or so before and ride the course with that person and talk about, you know, the preparation of the chute. So that's the standard. And so I was the coordination person and, you know, asked around for people who you know, had the time. and you have to provide 2 days to Alan, because in case one of the days doesn't work for shooting, there's
or weather or whatever, sure, understood.
Right, right.
Technical things, yeah.
Right, and so that limited who we could recruit, and we ended up you know, getting one of our friends, Mark, who's also on the video.
Well, I thought it'd be fun to have you two because you're a couple. And now that we know that Ashley's dating the indoor cycling instructor, which is fabulous. All right. Okay, so then take me to, you know, you've got your plan, you understand where you're gonna be. Then the day that you're gonna shoot, how does that all unfold?
Well, we wanted to get as much color as we could. So Alan will have a range of times where he can make it, and then within that we try to accommodate, you know, local events, and also, you know, in this case we wanted to wait to get some of the color in the park, so we chose October. Now it turns out that on the weekend that was selected, there's a very large century ride that rides around the island on that Sunday, so I was encouraging him as much as possible to try to do the shoot on Saturday, because otherwise the roads would just be full of cyclists riding parts of the same route. But of course, you know, if it rained on that Saturday, we'd have to, we would actually gone and shot on that Monday. You consider local events and weather, and also just, you know, is there something particular of the scenery of that time?
Well, and I recognize, too, that part of the appeal to these videos is that it is a very small group that you can, as a person watching it, you can feel like you're jumping in with. And if it was all cyclists, it would not have nearly the appeal. All right. Okay, so you show up on Saturday. What do you do?
I'm taking some of the conversation here because I was involved heavily with Alan on the planning. Before we met, I had choreographed the ride, and I think it's important to do this. When we first started talking with Alan, you know, he sent us his first few versions of the Epic Vermont DVD that he hadn't completed yet, and we were watching that, and there were some parts of that we both agreed, you know, were missing. For example, it wasn't clear to us, if I'm riding and watching this video, are we supposed to do what they're doing in the video or not? You know, it wasn't clear. Are we supposed to follow what the riders do when they come out of the saddle, when they climb, or not? And so I talked to Alan about that, and he wanted to keep it a little bit more general, not to have you following exactly what they're doing, but he agreed that having a little bit more structure would be helpful to the person riding the trainer or taking the swim class. So I choreographed just by knowing the roads so well. Ashley and I have ridden this road so many times.
Mm-hmm.
It was very easy to, you know, to just think about, well, this many hills here and you know, a flat section, a high-speed section. And we use these roads routinely for our own training. And so I sent that to Alan. He liked the structure. And so with that in hand, we met on the morning. It was a brisk morning. As you can see from the video, we're wearing those yellow jackets.
Oh, yeah. You guys look fabulous. Now, Ashley, did you pick out the outfit? Or?
Those were his choice. Yeah.
There you go. Well, I think every cyclist is... I was going to say, every cyclist has got one of those yellow pearl jackets.
Right.
Or bright, whatever color it is. I know I've got one. My wife's got one. and anything at that time is better than nothing when it gets cold like that. I understand. So you got there. You had a plan. How long did it actually, how long of shooting was there?
Well, normally this ride takes us, you know, an hour and a half to do. And we were out for probably, was it like 7 hours? 7 or 8 hours.
So full day.
So we started like at 7:30 and we didn't finish until, was it for 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. And for me too, that the challenge of doing this, it was so much fun, but it's, you start riding and he films and then you have to stop. And so it's, you never really get, I mean, it's just a constant start, stop, start, stop, start, stop.
You never get aerobic and you never get, yeah, I understand.
Well, you do. I mean, in certain sections he would continue, but he has to recapture, you know, and also get different camera angles. And so by, you know, by midday, you kind of get into the rhythm of that. And we had it planned, you know, in different sections what we were going to do. And so in watching the video, and especially with me riding along, you know, sometimes the way it was put together, you can see that, you know, the guys are waiting for me, or, you know, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's okay. And we cheer for you, actually, in my class.
Thank you.
We keep saying, go, Ashley, go.
It's funny because, well, obviously that's part of the reason for doing the run on the course with Alan the day before. It's, he's looking for areas that during the shoot he'll be able to get the, you know, the ride by the alternative angles, right? And so so we knew pretty much where we would be doing that. And as Ash had said, you know, we'd go for, you know, a few miles, and then the way it would work is that we'd go past the point where we were going to shoot, and because the park loop is one way in large part of it, the car can't turn around, right? The car has to go in the same direction. So, but we can turn around and, you know, walk or slowly ride our bikes back.
Sure. Yeah.
And then turn around. You know, Alan had, he had the cameras mounted at, on the hood of the car and on the trunk of the car. So there was the two cameras mounted. He was holding a handheld camera, and also as your viewers will see that there's on bike camera as well. There's he had a camera that we could put on the bike. So there's several.
Yeah, I love those shots when they're down low or the ones coming off the handlebars. And oh, sure.
Yeah.
And it's quite challenging to ride with those cameras on the bike. That was very difficult. Just in the different locations, it would obstruct a little bit, either on your handlebars, or I had one on my seat that was kind of sticking out. So it was challenging.
Oh, I can imagine. Well,
yeah.
not to mention the knowledge that somebody's behind you filming you. And so you you don't want to be weaving back and forth. You want to look like a well-polished cyclist, a nice straight line. And that's what was impressive, is that you guys looked good doing it. And we appreciated that.
Well, I think that that's where having the pre-choreography is good, because all what we're thinking about is sticking to our plan. And for myself, I wasn't really thinking too much that we were being filmed. I was just trying to keep the group together and keep our plan on track. But as Ashley mentioned, you know, when you were, I had the camera in the second part of the video, and the cable's not long enough. I couldn't stand out of the saddle. You see this actually when I'm climbing up Cadillac. I'm trying to get out of the saddle, but I can't do it.
Oh,
that happened to me too.
I'm fiddling with the thing. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to mention about Ashley, which was I thought it was amusing. It was wonderful. And you'll see it in several places where there is a ride by. you see Ashley just charging in front of us.
Oh, sure, putting the hammer down.
it's great.
So it sounded like it was just a lot of fun, although challenging.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, it was a great day, and it was a lot of fun. And it was a beautiful day, too. It was just gorgeous. We were so lucky to have such great weather.
Oh, and it's fall, so you're inevitable that the mornings are going to be cool. And okay, so the one other question I had was, did you only climb the mountain once?
In essence, but not really, because Richard has created a little different kind of workout for us on that mountain, which is climbing and then back, you know, doubling back different sections. So basically, we almost did it twice by just the amount of times we doubled back in the sections.
Okay, because I looked at that and I thought, well, we don't have any mountains like that in Minnesota. How long does it take just to, if you were to start to finish, just do it straight through, how long does it take to get to the top?
Richard?
Well, I mean, obviously it depends on how hard you're riding.
Sure.
It's about a 3.5 mile ascent. So, you know, riders that can do it in 15 minutes or less, you know, are pretty good riders. Most people, you know, can do it in 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
Which is what it's in the video.
Well, as a Flatlander, we appreciate anybody that can find something like that. Richard, Ashley, I enjoyed learning about Epic Acadia and your experiences. I would encourage everybody to get this DVD so you can watch somebody. Oh, the one thing I forgot to point out is that you're also very disciplined. So if you are trying to communicate to your class, you know, how a proper pace line operates. What is it like, you know, to rotate off the front? You know, they provide some excellent examples of that that you can point out to help them kind of internalize what they're going to do, hopefully a little later this year when they get out on the road. So, Richard, Ashley, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Enjoyable.